it's Monday, January 16th, and you are listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. I am your host, Chris, and this is show number 39. Check out our website, www.dreamstation.cc, for news, reviews, interviews, forums, podcast feeds, and our downloadable show archive. Send us some email or some audio or whatever, videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. With us today, we have Tom.
I'm still getting a really bad hiss in the background.
We have Keith. Mike. We have Phil.
Hello from freezing cold Cleveland.
And we have Bob.
Represent.
This is the worst introduction ever. This week, against Keith's will, we will all be yammering about such topics as what is new at DreamStation.
I am not yammering.
600,000 Xbox 360 sold in the United States. Video game deaths. Battlefield 2 sequels have been squashed. Gaming benefits study. A review for the PC version of Serious Sam 2. Valve versus in-game advertising. Our weekly Bumblefoot update, our forum question, and our mailbag.
Mailbag!
Next topic.
So, housekeeping, first of all. Hello, welcome to yet another week. This housekeeping section, we're just going to kind of address the stuff that isn't quite long enough for a real show, or that we don't have time to really hit into, but we could talk about a little. It's only a 30-minute show. We have to cut quite a bit of stories every week. For example, this week you will not hear about the video game bill in Florida getting a little further up the political food chain. You won't hear about the whole Phantom Game Console CEO leaving, and then they got a new one who said that the Phantom will come out in 2006. You won't hear any of that. This weekend, we played a little Guitar Hero multiplayer. How did that go?
Just take turns. It's more fun.
It was fun, but disappointing. The biggest problem we had with it, you cannot pick separate difficulties for each player. So the guitar player on the left, if he wants to pick medium, well, then the guitar player on the right is playing a song in the medium difficulty level. The update to our review is that maybe shave a half a point off of it of everybody's score because of the multiplayer wasn't really that great. We also took a look at Fight Night Round 3 on the Xbox 360. There's a demo.
I didn't like how slow it played, though.
Yeah, I was about to say, I really wasn't wowed at all, dude.
It's like, ooh, look, two sweaty dudes hitting each other in the cheek really softly.
Everybody was all pumped about this demo. Everybody I've talked to on Xbox Live was like, dude, did you get the demo? It was so sweet, blah, blah, blah. No, it's the same game. It's Fight Night 2. It's got a shiny new coat of paint on it.
Yes, but these are probably the same people that go, hey, Madden's 2006. This is a sweet, awesome game.
No one really says that.
Grandma's Boy in the theaters. Tom actually saw it.
It was hilarious. I would not have seen it, except it was somebody's birthday, and I verbally...
I'm not going to say they dragged me to it, but they dragged
yeah.
me to it.
You know what? Everyone was rolling the entire time. The whole basis really? Was this 35-year-old video game tester worked at a video game company, and basically just take it from there. Wackiness ensues. It's a typical stoner flick. You've seen it 5-6 times in the last couple of years, but you know what? If you laughed at those, you'll laugh at this one. They drop a lot of video game lingo, such as collision detection, bump mapping, vertex shading.
But do they pwn any noobs?
Yeah. You know what? I think they had. It was worth my Saturday evening.
Firmware for the PSP 2.6. Hey, it's been hacked. That's pretty new, isn't it? They never do that before. They've basically gotten a version of Tetris to run so far, but that all that means is that the inevitable crack is just that much closer. So probably Sony will release a patch within the next week or two.
Chris, didn't you just get an IM saying that Master Chief just bought a PSP?
Yes, actually, I did.
That's for me being a nosy on your PC.
I'll have to get the Google Fill rootkit off of my machine tonight. MySpace website. As much as I hate MySpace, we thought tons of people are on MySpace. Let's put a cheesy generic site up that points them to the real website. Also, this coming season, I don't know what we call the shows. MC Frags and
Lot. This season, MC Frags and Lot's evil twin arrives.
What's his separate physical characteristic distinguishes him from me?
He doesn't have small Asian hands.
It's gigantic American hands. Yeah.
That's the only thing that's different.
MC Frags a Lot is going to be taking a class in pwning noobs this
That's
semester.
My major.
Keith will be taxing with the attorney type stuff.
Yeah, the problem is I have RTS on Monday nights when we normally record 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
We may record segments with the guys who won't be able to make it and splice them in later. We may have guest hosts. I'm not sure exactly what we're going to do.
Next topic.
What's new at DreamStation this week? Well, I'll tell you. We have a CES article and photos. We actually had a staff member, Z36, go to Las Vegas, and he covered the Consumer Electronics Show. So we have tons and tons of pictures of the stuff up there. We have a PS2 review of Area 51. We have an Xbox review of X-Men Legends 2. And we have a Nintendo DS review of Sega Casino.
Next topic.
600,000 Xbox 360 sold in the United States so far. Microsoft wanted to sell something to the effect of 3 million Xbox 360s by the end of this month, January.
Maybe they should make 3 million.
Yeah, they're not even close. They sold like 600,000 according to NDP Group. They measure all the what's being sold in retail in the States.
Yeah, so it's a supply chain problem? I mean, what's...
No, it's Japan not buying them.
It's a little of all of that. They updated their stats. Microsoft's like, all right, crap, we're not going to hit this. So we're going to sell 4.5 to 5.5 million worldwide by the end of June. If you make a prediction and you can't hit it, simply make a different prediction.
When all else fails, lower your standards.
So wait, so the CPU was in the Xbox 360 is IBM, and they have an ATI graphics chip?
Right.
Okay, and so IBM's having problems producing chips? That was always Apple's beef with IBM, which is they weren't able to manufacture enough chips. So I wonder if the whole problem is IBM.
In addition to this whole Xbox thing, we talked, I think it was last week, about the HD DVD add-on peripheral for the 360 that would allow you to play movies of high def.
And eventually people will make games that require an HD drive.
Well, Peter Moore, head Xbox dude, spoke with a Japanese website, IT Media, and they said basically if the HD format doesn't work out, because you know there's this whole fight between HD and Blu-ray for who's better, if the HD format doesn't actually win, they can go with a Blu-ray player. Again, that's if. That's not saying that they're going to. They stand firmly behind the HD format. But, you know, just in case it doesn't quite work, we have a safety net.
Now there'll be an Xbox 360 HD external drive and an Xbox 360 Blu-ray external drive. Ah, see, we are becoming like the PC in the console market. Excellent.
I would like to buy Resident Evil. Did you want that on CD, DVD, HD, DVD, Blu-ray?
Do you guys foresee the games becoming like...
better?
The cost of games becoming more expensive, like going from a $50 or $60 game to like a $75 game?
Yeah, they're already 60 now, and this is, I'm not sure if this has been confirmed anywhere, but this is what people on the inside are saying. $5 of the $10 benefit goes to Microsoft. They raised the price, they said it was development costs. Well, I mean, look at Gun, look at Tony Hawk. None of those games look that much better. They just took the textures, doubled the resolution, and they said, here, please buy this.
Name one game that's a better game that they didn't just update.
Geometry Wars.
You could have made that on, like, Commodore 64.
Yeah, I don't know. I understand what you're saying, but I don't think games are going to get any higher because I think people are still at the point where they're paying, but they're getting more and more fed up. And
Super Mario Bros. 2 was a completely different kind of game than original Super Mario Bros. Kind of.
It also wasn't $60.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. Do you guys remember when the Super NES first came out? See, this is the other thing that we don't really think about was when these first came out, they were $60 or higher. You look at Doom for the SNES, that was like $70 at Toys R Us. I just recently found a website that had old Toys R Us flyers in them.
Whatever, we don't trust you.
You know for a fact?
You've been known to spin half-truths on this show before.
Next topic.
All right, so video game deaths, we have one. This one is not as humorous so much, but it's still a death related to video games, so we're going to go over it here. This past Wednesday, 8 people were stabbed in a Russian synagogue. It was probably anti-Semitism or some sort of religious crime.
I never would have guessed.
According to the Russian press, we talked about the Russians a couple weeks ago, and we didn't mention much because we didn't want to get stabbed 8 times or have all 8 of us stabbed once. The Russian press put the spin on it that it was due to the killer playing the game Postal 2. That game programmed him to become a zombie and kill due to, quote, video game epilepsy syndrome. And they mentioned...
Yeah, it's got its own syndrome now.
Sweet. Does that mean I'm handicapped? Can I get one of those parking stickers now? Sorry, man, I'm all twitchy.
Hey, dude, come on.
Too many FPS.
See how my parking sticker, I'll kill you, man.
Everything is a disease. I'm not overweight because I'm a lazy bum. I'm overweight because I got a disease. Little Tina from down the street doesn't herself every time she walks outside because she's just a freak. No, she's got a disease.
Oh, okay.
What? Like right on the corner.
I think in that case, it probably is a disease. Just, you know. That kid who's with the leprosy, whose ear keeps falling off. I mean, come on. What, they're just going to blame everything on a disease?
No, they have, like, social disorder syndrome. No, dude, you're just a freak. They can't go outside and deal with people.
They said heavy gamers suffer from headaches, spasms, and facial twitches. Every time I get a headache or a spasm, I usually go to a synagogue and stab a bunch of people,
well,
too.
Well, no, that's awesome, because if it's actually a disease, then you're not guilty, so feel free to go murder people, because you can't help it.
I wonder if they know that Postal wasn't that fun of a game.
That's why he went all twitchy. This game sucks! I can't believe I paid money for this!
That's Russia, dude, he didn't.
Good point.
I can't believe I wasted my BitTorrent time with this.
I made an image of this? What the?
Next topic.
Battlefield 2 sequels have been squashed. So Battlefield 2 for the PC had an
you want to start over?
I promised all potential advertisers that if you advertise in the show, we'll be more professional.
So Battlefield 2 for the PC had an expansion pack recently called Special Forces. Game Rankings gave it a 77%, so it's slightly above, eh. So DICE and EA have instead basically said, all right, this isn't working. So further two expansion packs are going to come out for the PC version of Battlefield. They've been squashed. What they're going to do is they're going to release them as two separate $10 downloads to put that content into the game. One will launch in February. It'll be called Euro Force, and Armored Fury will come out in late March.
Yes, Euro Force. I thought you said Euro, like gyro. Like, calling the Greeks. This guy's really hungry, and he's going to start killing people unless he gets a Euro.
You'd be the most valuable member on your team, because everyone would have to come to you to get, like, more help.
You'll need more
people. People get hungry. Yeah.
Only available through the EA Downloader Service. The new package was supposed to include handfuls of new weapons, handfuls of new maps. This is not major game-altering stuff here. This is garbage that you get for free on the PC.
But I think we hit upon this before, because we said that we trust buying online content through Steam, but we don't trust buying online content through anything that is affiliated with EA.
You bring up a point. First of all, I don't really want to use their EA.
Because this is a popular title for EA, and this is one of their first steps towards offering a Steam-like system, and I won't go along with it. There's already a Steam. If you want to deliver content to me, go to Valve and say, we'd like to license this. Because I'm just not going to do it. Sorry. I don't trust you.
I think the problem that I have with it is look at Epic and the way they handle the Unreal Tournament series. I mean, they just patched that game over the holiday. They put out a big, huge content patch, hundreds of megs. I mean, that's the type of stuff we're used to with the PC. To be fair, even EA has done its fair share of, you know, free stuff for Battlefield. Battlefield 1942 had a couple new maps, patches you don't expect to have to pay for. But is that what it's coming to now, where we're going to be expected to pay for small content on the PC the way we do with consoles?
There's going to be good companies and there's going to be bad companies, because there's going to be companies like EA that's going to say, hey, all this stuff that we used to give away for free, maybe there's a possible revenue stream there. Let's try to sell it.
Next topic.
Next up, we have a gaming benefits study. So you hear all this bad and all this evil about video games, and there really hasn't been any comprehensive studies that can link violence and aggression with video games. So PopGap Games, they have games on their website like Bookworm and Bejeweled and Chuzzles and other like kind of cheesy flash, really fun games. They teamed up with the Games for Health Project to basically do a real study on the benefits to health from gaming based on data, knowledge, and actual study.
That's going to go so horribly bad. The effects on health, all you do is sit on your...
I'm willing to admit that it's not healthy, and I don't really care.
But they're saying hand-eye coordination, dexterity, it's exercising the mind.
Well, hand-eye coordination involves catching a baseball. You're not going to get up from playing Counter-Strike Source 2 months straight and automatically go outside and, hey, I own it, soccer. Great coordination now, I'm the best goalie ever.
And now you're going to be like, my legs are stiff and they hurt. I'm
gonna actually,
go
yeah, you would be a good goalie. Because you're going to be fat. Take up the goal.
Would you say that you could shoot guns better based on using Counter-Strike, let's say?
Oh, hell no. If you play a boxing game, and that's the first, and you go out and you try to fight someone that you've never fought before, you're just going to get your ass kicked. But people do claim themselves to be quote-unquote cyber athletes.
In the same way that someone who's a poker athlete, I guess.
Just because it's on ESPN, poker, Magic the Gathering, NASCAR, doesn't make you an athlete. All right, so I hope their study works out. I kind of agree with you guys. I don't think that they're actually going to find any real benefits for health. Maybe you could talk me into hand-eye coordination. Maybe you could talk me into exercising the mind. I mean, you puzzle games on the computer, but...
You know what else exercises your mind? Doing your homework. And I guarantee you're not going to spend 8 hours doing that, so you'll actually get up off the couch.
Next topic.
We have a Serious Sam 2 PC review.
B.O.B. His name is Bob. I'm the Notorious Bib. I catch all the food that falls out your mouth.
Can I be the Notorious Pib? Pib and Red Vines.
Mr. Pib and Red Vines equals crazy delicious.
Yeah, Serious Sam was on our list of stuff we should have played, but we didn't.
When I went to the store to buy the Dawn of War expansion, I saw I think it was like $24.99 or something, so I picked it up. Now, for those of you who don't know, first-person shooter, but it's more along the vein of Doom 2 using graphics cards and whatnot. How Doom 3 went the one way and tried to get all hyper-realistic, Serious Sam 2 kind of went the other direction and just got incredibly cartoony. Think Doom 2 meets Mario Brothers. This one's kind of gets that a real classic kind of feel to it. There's big, pretty colorful boards that look like they're straight out of Crash Bandicoot, shooting just hordes and hordes of monsters that look a little bit out of place because they're trying to get, like, ultra garish, like, big smiling demons and zombies and stuff, and then, like...
The pumpkin head guys?
And they got the guys with the bomb heads again that just come running at you screaming, ah!
Those guys are great!
Which is one of my personal favorite monsters in a game ever. This time around, though, unlike the previous versions of Serious Sam, which was kind of just, like, you versus the world, and that was about it, you know, aside from multiplayer, is you're helping alien races, and you're trying to retrieve artifacts to defeat big guy, big boss in the game, whose name is Mental. Save the village scenarios, where the little minions of the village will grab little pea shooters and try to help you out as you're being attacked by these, like, 20-foot-tall ogres and whatnot. But yeah, they get blasted into, you know, a fine mist of blood and all this, and that's kind of funny to watch, too, because they make really annoying chattering noises. So there's a lot of physics been added to the game. There's all the boxes and crates and some of the scenery you can pick up and throw and stack on top of each other. I remember spending a good 20 minutes building a pyramid out of crates, so I could get to this just out of reach treasure chest that was literally a floating treasure chest.
The most delicious pyramid ever.
They also have vehicles and turrets along the same lines as Unreal Tournament 2004. I wish you guys would get this game because it looks like it would be a trip multiplayer. You could spend a good hour on each board if you want to, trying to explore the whole thing. They're gigantic and there's tons of stuff to see. It's a really, really fun game. Let's get some of the cons of the game. The monsters can be almost too overwhelming. Frame rate drops pretty dramatically because you'll just be staying there, charge down the field, and all of a sudden it's not very pretty how they spawn in monsters. They just kind of appear in front of you. Conclusion, though, as long as there are 10 or less baddies on the screen, the game runs really good and looks even better. It was only $30, and you can't go wrong. I gave it a 9 out of 10.
Wow. Go purchase Serious Sam 2.
Next topic.
So now we have Valve versus in-game advertising. I don't know if we talked about it on the show or if it did get cut for time, but there was a company, I believe it was 1 or 2 weeks ago, it was called Engage, supposedly the first video game-only advertising firm. Their very first big-time deal, they just came out, and they got this deal with Subway Sandwiches. So they're like, sweet, we got Subway Sandwiches now. We're going to put ads for Subway in games. So basically what they did was, on 31,000 Counter-Strike servers, they put ads for Subway in the game. Now, what's the problem with that? Valve is allowing people to mod their game. You're allowed to modify Counter-Strike. You can do whatever you want to it. They actually encourage that. You're not allowed to do it for commercial purposes. Valve didn't authorize the ad. So basically, Valve is going to sue Engage. Little twist here is Engage didn't actually do the mod. A company called IGA did the mod. They put the little Subway banners and stuff into the maps. People who run those servers, the server admins, they got paid fees for allowing this mod to be put into their server. So we will give you money if you allow us to plaster Subway banners all over your Counter-Strike, you know, dust map or whatever. And this could be a pretty huge month for Engage. They would be the first in-game advertising firm of its kind, have some huge market penetration, and be sued out of existence.
I don't know if this is going to be popular for me to say this, but I am in favor of Engage because I know how much it is because our clan, our Day of Defeat clan, used to have a server. And it's not cheap to run one of those things. And it would be so nice to be able to sign up for a program and say have, you know, a couple banners on the sides of buildings in-game, you know, as long as it helps defray the cost of running the server.
I mean, as long as you're not making me watch some video that stops me from playing the game.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see the screenshots, so I don't know how intrusive they were, though.
I mean, they're flipping the bill to host these servers.
How much does it cost to host per month?
Depends. We've paid more like $30 a month. Let me look it up, how much a Counter-Strike server goes for nowadays.
If you just throw something in the game that while I'm playing the game, there's something going on at the side, I could care less about. Just don't disrupt my gameplay.
The only thing that would be bad is if you're playing some really dark, dank, like sewer board or something, all of a sudden there's a bright yellow Subway ad and just completely takes away from, kills the atmosphere of the game. But I think done tastefully, I mean, I think it almost add to the game, make it more realistic.
And that's what a lot of these advertising companies and these in-game ad places are saying. Like, dude, what are you talking about? You're in a gritty New York City street, and you look up, and there's billboards. Well, those billboards are just going to change every couple hours. This is realistic.
Okay, I'm looking at prices for server hosts. This is a company that's hosting the game servers that your clan can rent. So you could rent a server for a month so that you'd get the password to it, so you'd have exclusive use of that server.
Right, this is pretty common in a lot of those clan-based games.
And this runs from $20 a month up to $100 a month, depending on how many, what kind of capacity do you want. So if you want 32 players server, you're looking at $100. If you want a 10 player server, you're looking at $20 a month. Anything that can defray the cost of that, I'm in favor of. Especially, there's something, it's ridiculous how many Counter-Strike Source servers that are running at this moment. You don't have to play on a server that has ads. Because I didn't see any though. During this time that it's supposed to be running, I've hopped around to a lot of servers. I haven't found one yet that has ads.
Right, I was trying to see even a screenshot. What does this look like? I saw a couple screenshots, but dude was holding a 6-inch sub, a chicken bacon ranch. I doubt that was, you're not going to change in your AK-47 for a foot-long chicken bacon ranch.
I don't know, man.
I'm going to die, but at least I'm going to die full. It's a good game. It's filled with anthrax. That's not Parmesan cheese.
A little bit of clarification real quick here. That was actually not 31,000 Counter-Strike servers. That ad had reached 31,000 players. So 31,000 players, not 31,000 servers.
Next topic.
All right, it's time for our weekly Bumblefoot update. NetJack, the website, had us an interview with Florida anti-video game lawyer Jack Bumblefoot Thompson, and here is what was said. He was asked directly, hey, how much have you seen of the whole hot coffee scene? He said he saw, and this is a quote from him, these are his words, he saw blurred oral sex, but he didn't want to get into any details of it because it's irrelevant and kids shouldn't be subject to that. So reading between the lines, dude didn't see anything. Dude found some screen cap on some mod site, and he just started his tirade off of a 24-pixel whatever thing. He says he doesn't have issues with adults playing these games, just kids, which is, I guess, a step up from what we're used to hear spew out of his mouth. Final remark in the article, he is quoted again as saying, quote, put down the controller and get a life. Video gaming is an escapist activity and you are being exploited by these companies. It's not healthy. I worry about someone who would play Grand Theft Auto for 10 hours a day. It's a masturbatory activity and it would be better if people put down the controller and went outside. There we go.
Masturbatory activity is him listening to himself. I don't know why he doesn't realize that, because he's the only one listening.
I believe we had a little bit of discussion in the forums with this one, and here's my take on it. I think he means masturbatory activity, meaning you do it and it really doesn't help the betterment of mankind, but to be fair, really what does? It doesn't do anything for anybody but the person doing it. You're not helping society as a whole.
Well, what if you play co-op?
The same, though, can be said about just about anything. If you're an artist, if you're writing music, that stuff can
be... That eating isn't helping anybody but yourself. You put down that sandwich.
I mean, the betterment of mankind isn't being helped by you doing your normal, everyday lawyer stuff.
Well, the man's a leech. I mean, he's trying to build up a big to-do about this so that eventually a state will pass a law about selling games to minors. Then he could go around and make money off of litigation. I mean, that's his whole... We figured Bumblefoot out. We know ultimately what his goal is.
Playing board games with your friends, doing family functions at Thanksgiving, none of this stuff helps the entire world. What really does, to be honest?
Next topic.
So forum question, go to www.dreamstation.cc. On the left-hand side there is a forums area. Go into our general forums. And our weekly poll we put up every week, you can post comments about them, and the good ones will get read on air. The good ones are picked by Keith and Tom. Our current poll was, do you buy special versions of the games? Game of the Year edition, different colors, if they cost more, that's the key. Are you willing to pay a couple, $5, $10, $15 extra to get the collector's edition?
Well, this week almost everyone has said exactly the same thing. So I went through all the postings and I tried to find one that kind of summed it up. Of course, I went with Pimpy McPim. And he says, I only buy special versions if I don't already have the game and want to pick it up if it's the same price. Almost everyone said just the exact same thing. But I also wanted to read a comment by Sunfire66 because it gives some insight into the mind of women. She says, I know, she says, only for my favorite titles because I'm a girl and I like the additional figurines, art, shirts, stickers, etc. So there you go, guys. Women like figurines, art, shirts, and stickers. Only 13% said yes. Most people, however, said only for my favorite titles, and that clocked in at 53%.
So that would leave like 20-something percent?
Oh, yeah.
Next week's poll. I don't have one.
Next topic.
Last up this week in the show, we have the old mailbag.
Hey, man.
This first one is from Yo Mom's Friend. He actually sent me a private message on the forums. Not exactly the right way to do it. The right way to do it is to send mail to videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. But since he is my mom's friend, I pretty much did want to put a response to him. Do you think they would make a remake of the Manhunt game, and what is your opinion about the game? I played it for the Xbox, and it was good, but it gets hard. The PS2 sucks because the controls were all messed up.
I played for 15 minutes and said, okay, I get it. It's novel. That was fun. And that was it.
I had a lot of fun with it.
I'm going to go out and agree with Keith. I think we're in the minority because we kind of liked the game, but we're sort of snuff film people. Like, I liked Seven. I liked Saw. I don't film my own snuff, so I figure I should do this Manhunt thing where I can stab somebody in the eyeball with a shard of glass.
Did you just go to the theaters to watch Faces of Death?
Yes, I did.
Never the theaters, but I've seen them. Phil, did you play Manhunt when you were over the house one time?
No, I did not.
I thought they went a little excessive with the swearing. There's not even an option to turn that off. Do we think there'll be a remake? I don't know about a remake. I do think that they have used some of the stuff that they've done in the game that will continue to do so in the future. The whole thing with the headset and the little crazy guy talk to you through just the headset. And
yeah, that was cool.
As you talk or make noises or whistle to get people's attention, they could hear you and they would all run over and try and get you. But this one is from Zach. Hey, my name is Zach. I saw a video game related death for you. They said Grand Theft Auto could be the cause. Here's the article. One man was killed and a woman was badly hurt when William Buckner, 16 years old, and his stepbrother Joshua, 14 years old, decided to relieve their boredom by opening fire on traffic on Interstate 40 with a .22 caliber rifle.
But then Mr. Belding came in and taught him a life lesson, so it all worked out.
This one's from 360 Lord. Hi Chris, X360 Lord here. Here's my review of King Kong for the 360. The game is set up like a movie all the way through the game, black bars on the widescreen, I don't know what they're really called. I do think that that makes it more realistic. The gameplay was very good, but it kept me thinking, what's going to happen next? Because there was this weird creatures and monsters that just jump out of nowhere and attack you like crazy. I was very disappointed with the graphics, as it looked like an Xbox One game. When you get attacked, blood goes all over the screen, you can't see what you're doing. When this happens, I just mash all the buttons and hope I don't die. Apparently there are also graphics glitches. He sent a link. It says on standard TVs, it makes the screen too dark and you can't change that. So I have a standard TV, so I had to change the brightness setting to the max just so I could see it properly, which is a real pain in the butt. There's a selection of guns and other weapons such as spears, AKs. I can't remember the rest, but they're pretty good. The controls are your typical FPS game. They work out all right. Another downside is the game was very, very short and it took me about 6 days to complete. I was only playing a few hours every day. The achievements are very easy to achieve and there's no secret achievements. After you finish the game, you have to get 500,000 points or higher on this level. That's actually incorrect, and I'm not going to give the spoiler away that there's a secret ending to that game. If you beat it, you can go and beat it again, and it will give you a special ending where
King Kong lives.
Yeah, he doesn't die.
I just said that. Really?
Good guess. Give this game a 6.5 out of 10. By reading this, you are accepting my challenge to play a deathmatch of Perfect Dark. People are starting to put the Yule into their email more and more often, aren't they?
I hope the play 'em through when you're done genre of video games goes away. Because, I mean, for $70, $60, $70 for a game, and you're done in 6 days worth of casual gaming, that's unacceptable.
That's preposterous.
That's why the future's in multiplayer. Plus, it's more interesting to play against humans than it is against AI anyways.
No. Don't you remember that's what Next Gen was supposed to bring us? Not necessarily very different-looking graphics, but better AI.
This one is from Dan. Dan says, hello, Chris. I got my Xbox 360 recently, and I got a couple games for it. Perfect Dark, PGR 3, and Madden 06. Sadly, out of all these games, I was not pleased with all of them except for Project Gotham Racing 3. With Madden, it wasn't even close to the original, the last-generation game. The gameplay was terrible. They even cut out almost all of the old features, including Superstar mode. I found myself playing my GameCube version, sadly. My view so far, the Xbox 360's downfall is not being able to fit all that data on just one 9GB DVD. Anyways, your show rocks, and talk to you guys later.
Well, we told you only by Geometry Wars.
Project Gotham Racing 3 is actually a really good game. I actually haven't had time to play it, believe it or not, because I've been playing a whole bunch of other games. Speaking of games, if you are a member of a blog or a podcast or something, drop me a line at videogameshowdreamstation.cc. We want to set up. You also have to have a 360, because we're going to try and set up some sort of league in NBA 2K6, and we're going to do similar stuff like this with games in the future, not just 360, but also PS2 and other the games that support some sort of multiplayer thing. Just wanted to get that one in there. Hey guys, this is from Trunks. You guys are doing a great show ever since the PSP update 2.6. I've been listening to you on it. But anyway, here's my question. Why is everybody putting down the PlayStation 3? Is it because Sony isn't saying anything? I like what Sony's doing by not saying that the PS3 will be able to do or not do, or releasing the price.
Oh. Not saying anything. Sony won't shut their mouth about it.
Apparently, people haven't heard the saying, good things come to those who wait. About this whole PlayStation 3 thing, do we hate the PlayStation 3?
No, we just mock it.
As most things. I don't think I know enough about it to hate it.
No, we're mocking Sony's marketing, because the marketing around it's just been ludicrous.
All I know is they've said many things that they've already pulled and lied about. What was that? Kill Switch?
The pre-rendered video that was supposed to be
It's real time.
Real time.
Mm-hmm. This is what it's going to look like.
Yeah, that was.
Our game system is going to have a router. Oh, wait, no, it's not.
The rumor now is that they're going to release, again, this is just rumor by analysts, I'm sorry. They're going to say it's going to launch at $500. I'm going to get the PlayStation 3, assuming it's not $600, $700. I think it'll be good. I'm worried that it's not going to be as good as they'll have us believe, especially when, you know, Fight Night 3, that was supposed to be one of their bigger games. It looked amazing, came out for the Xbox, and just on graphics alone, I will agree, it looks really, really good. It looks really sweet. They have to be a success with this. Sony is not in a position to blow this next generation of games. Sony is not where they were 5 or 10 years ago. This one's from our friend Neil at neelyworks.com. First off, congrats to Chris and the gang for a great job of hosting the show this year and surviving Bilegate. Oh, that's my gallbladder surgery.
Okay, that was funny after you said that.
Congrats to the crew at the podcast and the site for some great game coverage. Keep it up. With reference to this last week's show, if you want a design for a potential Emilio shirt, let me know. I've recently discovered Invader Zim, sweet, sweet cartoon, and I have this image in my head of a Johann Vasquez-style llama mascot running around in a game store going whoop whoop and trying to card 23-year-old guys trying to buy GTA with his big silly tongue sticking out.
That would be awesome.
I will unleash the pencil to the paper and see what I can come up with. Please do so. I'm always interested in everyone's fascination with Emilio, and I've gotten a few emails, and I've been meaning to put them up on the forum, so keep the stories and all that other good fanfare coming with Emilio. Apparently, Emilio is a hit. This one's from Phoenix Gamer. Phoenix Gamer, maybe? P-H-E-N-I-X? Hey, guys, I'm kind of new to the PC gaming world. I was wondering what company makes the best gaming computers and if I should get a desktop or PC. Tom?
Talk about a general question.
I think my answer would be make your own would be the best one to go with, to be honest. So I assume he's kind of being hypnotized by Alienware and Dell and
Falcon Northwest.
Stay away from all those companies.
If you are comfortable with tinkering, there is nothing more fun than just ordering the parts and assembling the PC yourself.
Yeah.
And it's really not that hard to do.
It's not.
Everyone was nervous the first time.
If you know someone who's put one of theirs together before, it will make your job of putting your first computer together a billion times easier, and you'll be sitting the whole time going, God, this is easy. The most daunting part is because the technology changes so quickly, so you just kind of need somebody to tell you like what the good stuff is.
Tom's Hardware, Sharky Extreme. Sharky Extreme has a cool, they have like Value Gamer PC, and they have Expensive PC, and they update those.
Ars Technica does the same thing, but have a quarterly parts recommendation for like a God box, a budget box, so you can kind of pick your price point, get a parts list, order those parts.
And many sites online even have step-by-step tutorials with pictures and everything on how to put the computers together. I mean, Keith, you could probably put a computer together at this point because you've seen me do it a few times, and it's nothing rocket science. As long as you're grounded and things aren't plugged in when you're messing around with them, you should be all right. As far as Alienware and Falcon computers good, yeah, it's actually very good. The problem with it is also super-duper expensive.
You know, don't buy Dell because I don't know if their XPS line is the same as their... There are other lines, but they'll put proprietary parts in there. So if anything goes wrong, you're kind of strapped to Dell support. You're strapped to buying their proprietary power supply or their proprietary motherboard.
Pretty good question. I mean, it's a little broad, but I think that's a fair question for somebody just getting into it.
Next topic.
All right, so you have been listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. That was show number 39. Check out our website, DreamStation.cc, for news, reviews, interviews, forums, and our downloadable show archive. Email us. We also accept audio clips and reviews and whatnot. Video game show at dreamstation.cc. If you like the show, please vote for us at places that you can vote, such as Podcast Alley, Podcast Pickle, yahoo.podcast.com. You can subscribe through Odeo. You can subscribe through iTunes. We appreciate it. We hope to have you guys listening same time next week. Until then, have a good week of gaming.